5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Okinawa pizza. It is, in fact, 1930 UTC. Whoa! And there goes Comet Kitty. Zing! What are you doing, Pippa? It's crazy kitty time. It's 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And our committee's sergeant-at-arms is going nuts. Pippa, who's normally calm and wanting to do kitty stuff on the blanket at this point, is not calm. The cat is running around being crazy. Zip, zam, running through the room. Brown, broom. Kitty craziness. Oh, kitty craziness. So I guess we don't have to pet the cat right now. Which means what, precisely? It means we can drink some tea. Oh, good tea today. Oh, this is the first tea that I've had all day. And it's incredible. Oh, it's good. Man, I'm impressed with my tea-making skills today. I have managed to impress myself. Yeah, that doesn't happen too often, especially not on the weekend. Well, so anyway, today is Saturday, and I got up a little late. I'm starting this a little late. Well, not really, but things are a little bit weird today. I woke up this morning, around 9:30. And basically, I looked up, and I was trying to look out the windows, but I could tell that the light was dark. Does that make any sense? The light was dark. Whatever. And I could hear cars driving by in the water, so I knew it was raining. And I thought, oh, damn, I wanted to go outside today. But I want to go outside every day. But today is not an outside day. So anyway, at about 9:30, I thought, yeah, I think I'll sleep for another hour. So I rolled over. And as I rolled over sort of onto my chest, I was sort of sleeping sideways. And as I was doing that, I felt that odd feeling, that funny feeling. And I just sort of twisted a little bit more, and like four or five vertebrae popped, just went in quick succession, just oh, it was great. It felt so good. I was just like, oh yeah. And then I melted into the floor. I then slept another almost 3 hours. And when I woke up, it was slightly after noon. It was about 12:15. Oh, God, this is good tea today. So I sort of slept good. I kind of went to bed a little bit late last night, but not that late. I was watching stuff on TV. I was watching YouTube. Then I was watching the regular tube. What movie? Oh, yeah, Terminal Man was on last night. I watched part of it until I fell asleep. Oh, yeah. So how is my back today? I think it's kind of good. Last couple days, I've been having some minor back problems. At least I think it's back problems. The weird thing about it is, you know, it feels like my kidneys hurt. Do my kidneys actually hurt? They don't hurt now, but yesterday, the day before, I thought, is it actually my kidneys or is it just my muscles back there? And I'm kind of good today. So I'm kind of relaxed today. Feel better than I did. Yeah, and I'm good. And I received some good news this morning. Well, actually, it was last night. And by the time I checked my email, it was actually technically morning. It was technically this morning since it was after midnight. But I got an interesting email from my dad saying, hey, come over here at 4 o'clock. Yeah, we got some good news. Ooh, who's that back there? Who are you? Who's this? Oh, wait, why are you butting your head up against my shoulder? Okay, Pippa has arrived. And she has calmed down. And I think she wants to do some kitty stuff, so we gotta get the blankie and make some blankie adjustments. And okay, where are you going? Okay, yeah, you are getting on the banky? Okay. Here's the cat. Say hi. Say hi. Oh, you don't want to talk? Yeah, you never want to talk when you're on the banky. Pippa meows the most in the kitchen. So anyway, I got an email from my dad saying, hey, the amp kit is here. Come over. Come over at 4 o'clock. We'll do some stuff, and then we'll go out to eat at Mediterranean Bistro. Wait, c'est vrai? Le Bistro Mediterranee. It is not a French restaurant. It is a Persian restaurant. And I will have the jujé kebab, and my dad will probably have the jujé kebab, and I don't know what my mom will have. My mom will either have lamb kebab, or maybe, let's see, she had lamb shank the last time we were there. I think she will have the lamb kebab. And I'm going to drink that yummy tea that they have, Pippa. Yeah, hello. you gotta rub your chin. Oh, we gotta scratch a kitty chin. And they have this tea there, this iced tea. And I'm trying to remember what it is. I can never remember, and I always have to ask them, what's that weird tea you have? It's not weird. It's just, what is it? It's blackberry jasmine tea. It's pretty good. I kind of like it. I mean, it's not what I would reach for normally. Not an everyday tea. But the tea itself is so good. It pairs well with the jujé kebab, which is chicken kebab, a marinated chicken. Oh, it's so good on saffron rice and lots of vegetables, big chunks of onions and what else? Zucchini and tomato and what else? I guess that's about it. It's really super yummy. And they have this habanero chutney that goes with it. It's so yummy and flavorful, and it's kind of spicy hot. It's so good, isn't it, Pippa? Yes, you're a good baby. So we got the baby here. Ooh, so that's what I'm doing today. I'm going to start working on building an amplifier. And I'm going to eat some yummy food. I'm going to eat yummy food, Pippa. What do you think? Pippa's not paying any attention. She's got her claws in the banky, trying to shred my ankles. Oh, you can't do it. Because I have banky armor. Yeah. So, anywho, that's what I'm doing today. Or I should say, just one of the many things I'm actually doing today. What else am I doing today? I need to drink some more tea right now, but I don't know if I can turn around and reach behind me. Yeah, okay, because my shoulder's messed up, but it is getting better. I don't want to twist my back. Yes, Pippa, I'm sorry. I had to take my hand off you. I'm really, really into this tea right now. Oh, okay. Pippa's looking at me. Hey, why did you stop petting me? You got to keep petting me. Oh, yes, okay. How about this, kitty? Who's a good baby? You're a good baby. All right, so anywho. There's no late football games on today. Maybe I should just double check just in case. Oh, no, there is one. There is one on. Arsenal. Better watch this. And what's the other channel? 10. Okay, so I'm on 8 and 10. The Arsenal game is 30 minutes into it. I thought there wasn't another game. I must not have checked the low channel. Okay, so football. Arsenal is playing right now in the late game. Score is 0-0. Blah, 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 and they're half an hour into it. I should be watching this. But right before the show started, and when I thought there wasn't any games, I started changing my sports channels. And on the other sports channel is the Nebraska Huskers game. The Corn Huskers. Nebraska Corn Huskers. We are husking corn. And the Nebraska Corn Huskers are playing... who are they playing? Some red team. Some ranked team, and the Cornhuskers are actually ahead at halftime, 21-16. This is after winning their first game last week. Wait, no, was that their first win last week, or that the second win last week? I don't remember. I don't think they've won that many. So this is coming as a big shock, the fact that they're winning. The fact that they're winning today. Let's see if they can pull it out. And that would be nice, huh, Pippa? They've got the momentum. They've got the winning momentum after losing 6 games in a row at the beginning. Oh, it's so terrible, Pippa. Yeah, but their one win. Nebraska's one win this year came against an FCS team, not an FBS team. Now, this isn't going to make sense to anybody who doesn't follow football, American college football. But basically, this is about the equivalent of, if you understand English Premier League football, this would be like a Premier League team playing a championship team. If you understand baseball, this would probably be the same as a professional baseball team like the Yankees playing a farm team. You know, like a AAA farm team. It would be like a college, any other sports team playing a high school team. It would be like adults playing little kids. And that's how Nebraska got their one win. It's like, yeah, we're a high school football team playing a junior high school football team. And we win. Weren't we proud of that? We managed to beat people who are terrible. That's just rude. Why would you do that? Because we had to win a game. But the other team that we beat, they don't care. Why? Because they got a lot of money. Who did we play? We played, what was the name of that school? Bethune something. Bethune Colgate. Bethune Coletta. Bethune Calibri. Bethune Carthage. I can't remember that. One of those schools, right? They got a lot of money for not having to do anything. Oh, it's our week off? Yes, we'll come and play you, Nebraska. How much are you going to pay us? We will pay you many millions of dollars. Okay. We'll get on a plane and we'll see you that Saturday. And you can beat us in football. And then you can write us a fat check. Because that's how football works, huh, Pippa? It's all about the dollars. It's all about money. Money, 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 money. What do you think about that? Pippa's not paying any attention. But last night we were paying attention. Pippa was sitting here on the floor. She was watching Cream Heroes with me. Cream Heroes is a channel on YouTube that I've been enjoying lately. It's a young Korean woman, whose name I don't know because I don't speak Korean. She refers to herself as Mommy and the Butler. She is her cat's butler. And she has 7 cats, all very nice pedigreed show cats. I don't know if she actually shows them or not, but she's got some expensive cats. She's got $10,000 worth of cats. And she has fun with her cats, and she makes special food for them, special kitty waffles and kitty pancakes and all kinds of stuff. And the cats like to eat and run around and do cat stuff. And it's really funny. Some of the stuff she does is absolutely hilarious. Because, you know, you got to be a cat person. Oh, and Pippa decides to leave. Okay, bye, Pippa. Pippa has left. So I can now... Oh. I can now shift. Yeah, don't want my back to start doing anything weird. I can drink some tea now. So delicious. God, I love tea. Oh, it's so good. Oh, daddy. I have now drank 1/3 of my cup. And this is what, like a 40 plus ounce cup? What's 40 divided by 3? Oh my God, Tobe has to do a math problem. 40 divided by 3 is what? Well, it's not 20, because that would be divided by 2. It's not 15, but it's close to 15. That means there's a multiple of 3 near 40. What is it? Well, 39. I guess that would be, what, 11? 11 times 3? No. That would be 33. It would be 13. So it's more than 15. 13 is... What's the next one? 39 plus 3 is 42. What times 3 is 42? Is it 10, 11, 12, 14? I don't know. I don't have a calculator. What is Johnny Rogers doing on TV? Well, Johnny Rogers is trying to sell me an orthopedic specialist. Now, if you don't live in Nebraska, you don't know who Johnny Rogers is. But Johnny Rogers is one of Nebraska's favorite sons. Johnny Rogers is, of course, an ex-Cornhusker. He won the Heisman Trophy in 1970-something. And he's a local hero, and he's trying to sell me a chiropractor or something, because all commercials starring Johnny Rogers air during Nebraska football games, as you can imagine. So, there you have it. Oh, yeah. You know what I need? You know what I need? I need some more tea, and I think I need some Huswagen. Yeah, this is good tea. Oh, yeah. I love tea. And I'm starting to wake up. I'm starting to feel it. I think things are good. I think I need some Huswagen. So that's what we're going to do. I need to see my little Rebecca. All right. We're going to listen to some music right now. This is a song called Huswagen by Disco Crew. And I think this is the Arve Framasnart remix. I do not know where Huswagen, and I mean Disco Crew, is from. Are they Swedish? What language are they speaking? I don't know. But they have this great song called Huswagen, which I think means house wagon, meaning mobile home, recreational vehicle, RV. And this song is hilarious. And I love it. And I discovered this a few years ago. And it's great. It's just these people who might be Swedish or some kind of Scandinavian flavor. And they are a band and they rent a recreational vehicle. They go camping and get drunk and party. And that's the whole theme of this song. I don't know what language they're speaking, and I don't understand it, but I do hear them listing off different kinds of alcohol, and they like to play sports like volleyball and kub, and you can hear them refer to these things. And this girl in the band, Rebecca, she's so cute. So let's get into this.
Som hade fått fnatt. Det var kyligt i luften, ja nästan kallt. Våran brasa den spraka och mygg var överallt.
Vi har legat på stränder från väst till öst. Man flörtar med killar
och spanar efter brust. Man sitter och grillar med folket man gillar. Och midsommar drar man nubbar och stillar med en packad väska. För kust till kust, du stannar bara till där du har lust. Havet är det skönt om du vill bli våt. Du bränner dina axlar i en båt med en solfaktor 100.
Det tar nog till hösten innan jag blir snygg.
Min husvagn på sommaren, det är fest varenda dag. Alla sitter i mitt förtält, grillar kött och har det bra. Husvagn på sommaren, det måste man ha. På en campingplats i Sverige, man glider runt och har det bra. Husvagn på sommaren, fest varenda dag. Solen den skiner i nya städer varje dag. Husvagn på sommaren, det måste man ha.
När det har blivit varmt. Sitter uppe sen på natten. Varje kväll är det likadant.
Kom igen. Man sitter och chillar. En kort lek man delar. Musiken den hörs ur alla bilar. Campingvakten har blivit fällt ner. När ingen håller tyst vid klockan tre. Dinglar omkring med mina träskor på. Dagen efter jag kan inte gå. Med rutinerat som man är.
I min husvagn följer alltid kryckor.
I min husvagn på sommaren är det fest varenda dag. Alla sitter i mitt förtält. Grillar kött och har det bra.
These people are. Oh wait, there's the outtakes. This isn't part of the song, so we don't really need to hear it, do we? Sound like me. Oh my God, what a fun song! What a fun video! Oh Rebecca, what a cute girl! Normally I might say, oh, she's not really my type, but I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, isn't every chick your type? Well, kind of. But, oh, Rebecca, she just looks so cute. And I love that blue-black hair. Super, super cute. Oh, no. What if Benny finds out? Yeah, the current object of my affection is a woman named Benny Ninagawa. She plays shamisen in Wagaki Band. Oh, Pippa's back. Hi, Pippa. I don't know anything about Benny Ninagawa. Is she single? Is she married? Does she have a boyfriend? Where do I send my boyfriend application? Let's fire up some Benny. Let's see what we can find here. Too bad I can't read Japanese, so we're just sort of picking random stuff. Oh, and here she is, standing here, wearing a mask. Get some, girl. This is my kind of chick. Get it. You're thinking, Tobes, you need one? You need one what? You need a shamisen? Or you need a Benny Ninagawa? I need both. Oh, look at her. She's got this great long black hair and she's wearing this mask. And she's got on this lavender t-shirt and frilly shorts combination, and she's just standing here in front of her apartment wall shredding the crap out of her electric shamisen, and it has the coolest tuning pegs. They're like clear, but they fade to black on the ends. And this chick is just killing it. Much this chick absolutely shreds on the shamisen. Oh, I need one. Oh, I need one what? Do I need a shamisen? Yes, I do. But I also need this chick. She's in the coolest band ever. Wagaki band. Oh, ski des, Benny-chan. Echi shio yo. Oh, I want one. So now I have to move to Japan, and now I have to learn how to speak Japanese, and then I have to buy a shamisen, and then I have to get her to teach me how to play it, and then convince, you know, the seven other people in her band that I need to also be in the band. If you're not familiar with Wagaki band, I suggest that you check this out, because what it is it's basically a fusion, and I hate to use that word, it's a combination of traditional Japanese music and modern music. And so they've got traditional instruments like shakuhachi, taiko drums, shamisen, and the other thing, the koto. And then, you know, a guitar player, electric guitar player, electric bass, regular drums. Greatest band ever, and I'd love to play it, but I'm running out of time. You've been listening to the Dubious Tobe Chases International Girls Around for a While Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC. I gotta go, so bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes. Thank you.
サードデュート、ザタイムウィルビー20 hours 00